Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And what kinds of stinging insects are there?
Oh, my goodness. You got bees, wasps, hornets.
What's the kind that builds nests in the ground and flies? And it's a type of wasp, I think.
Yeah, wasps.
These are the Georgia Tech football mascot.
Oh, Yellow Jacket.
Okay. Then the things that fly around in the summer and bite.
Mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm. And what about the little things that get on you when you walk in the woods and burrow in your skin?
Oh, my goodness. Don't talk to me about those red bugs. Chiggers.
Which would you call them?
I call them red bugs. But chiggers, chigro is a sand flea. I just found it in the cordwood puddle yesterday.
There is really such a thing as a chigro?
C-H-I-C-R-O. Chiggo.
Chiggo.
C-H-I-G-O, I think it is.
That's not the same thing as a chigger, is it?
Well, I think it's where it came from.
Mm. South American ones are chiggers.
Mm. Well, the South American are poison.
Oh.
The red bugs down there. No, chiggers.
I'm glad we don't have those anyway. Then what hops around in the grass?
Oh.
The obvious one.
Oh, you're talking about the cricket?
Well, the one that has long legs and green or brown.
Oh, grasshopper.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear it called hoppergrass?
Yeah.
Who would say that?
Well, when I was a kid, I heard them called hoppergrasses, but grasshoppers is 90%.
All right. Then what, if you don't dust your room, what might you find up in the corner?
Oh, spiderwebs.
Okay. Is there any other term for that?
Cobwebs.
Is that the same?
Yeah.
If it were outside, could you use both words?
I think so.
Okay. Do you know any medicines that were made out of roots, folk remedies?
Yeah, there's sassafras. Guys, I imagine there's 10,000 of them if you talk to the Indian. That's the only one I can think of.
Okay.
That's the only one I can think of.
Well, you probably do know what kind of tree you tap for syrup, because you were talking about syrup.
Maple.
Mm-hmm. And if you had a bunch of them, you'd say you had a maple.
Grove.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a kind of tree? I can't describe it because I don't know what it looks like, but it has white bark and little knobs and broad leaves which are shed all at one time, and the bark peels, and I understand it makes a terrible mess. It's a shade tree. It's the kind of tree that Zacchaeus climbed in the Bible.
I didn't know a fig leaf shed all its bark.
No, it's not a fig. Do you have sycamores here?
Yeah, I was trying to think of sycamore. That's the one I had in mind.
He didn't climb a fig tree?
No, he climbed, at least in one of the Gospels. I don't know which of the Gospels it's in, but in one of them it's a sycamore tree.
Sycamore is what I was thinking about. It's the only one I had those big, flaky, pretty bark on it. Sycamore. Mm-hmm. We got a picture of any one up there.
I've heard people say they learned a song in Sunday school about Zacchaeus climbing the sycamore tree. I didn't learn it, so I can't testify to that. Could you name some common trees around here, just a few?
Oh, yeah. Oak, several kind of oak, pecan. Name some out of the yard here.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a, what's that pretty little thing you planted out in front of y'all, my way?
Cherry.
Cherry. And, this is a thing right here. What is this thing? What's this thing here with flowers on it, Mom?
Crape myrtle.
Crape myrtle.
But you can grow cherry trees here?
Well, she's got a cherry. The cherry's not on it, but the blossom's on it. She bought it and planted it out in the yard.
It was a sycamore tree.
Was it? Uh-huh.